Here's Bill Hendricks, 1-800-449-8686.
Did you know only 11 women listen to The Phil Hendricks Show? Go to his website and check them out.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendricks Show. Vernon Dozier is a youth league basketball coach who was removed from the coaching duties of his team by parents and by the people that run these leagues. Like they actually have a commissioner. He was involved in a confrontation with a group of parents. It was in South Pasadena. And, Mr. Dozier, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
So tell us what happened. I know it had to do with the fact that there was a confrontation. It had to do with how you treat some of these kids, but you were offended for your wife, isn't that right?
I was, and before we start, I'd like to say that I've been a coach for some 30 years, and I've never been asked to leave a coaching position before, but I do stand on principle on this.
Well, let's talk about it.
Well, Mother's Day is Sunday, and that's a day that's important to a lot of sons. It's also important to a lot of husbands, and I don't know if there are any men out there. Sometimes I wonder if there's any men left in this world who are willing to stand up for their women.
Well, what do you mean? I mean, this has to do...
What I mean is...
This has to do with your basketball coach?
Yes. Well, it has to do with my...
I mean, your basketball team?
My basketball team, yeah. But I wonder if there's one man left out there willing to stand up for his wife.
Tell me about it.
Well, first of all, I have to ask you, Mr. Henry, as an educator, I become aware of terms, and the kids use a term. Do you know what a MILFY is? M-I-L-F, MILFY.
I think I've heard it, yeah.
All right. It is a mother I would like to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a word that I would not use as a gentleman. Well, I coach my son, and he's made me aware of that fact that over the last few months, some of the boys on his team have referred to his mother, my wife, as someone whom they consider to be desirable, and they have... talk to him about that.
All right, so your wife has become the object of some kind of sexual attraction by the kids that you coach?
That is right.
What? Okay, let me ask you something. Did you speak to the kids?
I talked to them man to man because it concerned me.
Well, what did you say?
Well, I told them they're sitting around talking about my wife, Brad's mother, like she's some kind of a whore. She's obviously the woman that I love very much, and I wanted to make something clear that they were not going to get any ideas about even touching my wife. Now, I had heard that they thought she was what kids call slamming, like one of these hot-looking women, and my wife is very attractive, and I'm very fortunate. She's my wife, though, and I'm not going to have young men thinking that they're going to put their hands all over her. All right.
But they are young men, okay?
No. That doesn't make any difference. I told them, you lay one hand on my wife. And I told them this man to man, you lay one hand on my wife, and I'll kill you.
Well, that's going to get you. Now, wait a minute. They're not talking about doing harm to your wife.
Well, they're talking about putting their filthy hands all over my wife like she's some kind of a slut. And I don't care.
But again, Mr. Dozier, these are adolescent men, high school guys, who are...
Well, the kids that I coach are 8 to 11-year-olds. This is the mid-league. All right, but I told...
Wait a minute.
What?
8 to 11-year-olds?
Okay, before you go there...
No, wait. You told 8 to 11-year-olds...
They were talking about my wife, and I don't care how old you are. I don't care where you're from. But if you're a man or you're male and you talk about my wife...
Well, what could an 8-year-old boy say about a woman?
They were talking, spitting on the ground and wiping their mouths with the backs of their hands when she walked by and pointing at the goods. I love my wife. I'm the guy that gets into bed with her at night, okay? They don't. I do. And damn sure not some punk kid.
Look, you coach a youth basketball team. You're talking about kids that are 8 to 11 years of age.
Mr. Henry, they're running off with their teachers now. Every time you open up a newspaper, what's this? What are they doing? They're running off with their teachers. They're having sex with priests.
These are kids that are being molested involuntarily by these individuals.
Okay, well, you look at the side of a milk carton, the National Clearinghouse for Missing Children. These are young boys who've gone off to have sex with their teachers. And
little boys are going to be killed. Look, I don't want to argue with you, okay?
Well, I'm not going to argue with you. What I'm going to tell you is this. I stood on principle
Well, standing on principle got you removed from the job of coaching these kids. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier. The kids, the basketball, the boys that you coach find your wife attractive.
That is correct.
I don't know how an 8-year-old can find an older woman attractive.
No man says that he thinks my wife's pretty. If he does that, I will tear his throat out. Now, that's all there is to it.
Even if a man means it as a compliment?
Even if he means it as a compliment, that's one way. But the kids are saying things to my son. We had an after-game party where my wife brought cupcakes. Now, ordinarily, I'd let that pass because she had brought some cupcakes to the game, but I felt myself tense up when I heard the kids say something about your mom's raisins on her cupcakes. Okay.
Were there raisins on the cupcake?
There were, but here's the interesting thing. I tensed up a little bit, so I knew I had to go with my gut. I followed the kid into the bathroom. He excused himself. He went into the bathroom. I slipped in behind him, and I grabbed a handful of his shirt, and I told him, if you ever talk about my wife like that again, I will rip your head off, and I will do you know what down your neck.
And you scared that kid half to death because we talked to his mother.
Well, he got the message, though, didn't he?
We talked to his mother, and he was scared half to death, all right?
Well, the way he said cupcake to my son was obviously salacious.
How did he say cupcake? 8-year-old boy.
Are you arguing with me about my wife?
No, sir, but how did he say cupcake?
He said to my son, I like the raisins on your mom's cupcakes. In that way that they say things. Look, Phil, I don't want to argue with you because she's my wife. She's not your wife, all right? It doesn't matter whether the kid's 8, whether he's 6, whether he's 17. They got this thing called MILFy. They want to go and have sex with your wife. All these young guys now want to have sex with somebody's wife. All right, now my wife, I picked her out of a chorus line in a little tiny club up here in North Hollywood. She's mine. And when these guys talk about her like she's some piece of meat.
Well, threatening 8 to 11-year-old boys?
I don't care. I don't care.
Don't you think your wife is capable of handling some young guy who thinks she's pretty?
Mr. Henry, my wife is capable, you know, and I know that given the... She's capable, but I got to tell you something, and you know this, and every man knows this. Given the right set of circumstances, most women are capable of anything. Mr. Henry, there is a wonderful book called Lord of the Flies, and in it a group of schoolboys are stranded on an island and becomes sort of these depraved, primitive animals.
I read it.
All right. You think I want to see my wife tied between a couple of trees while schoolboys sit around and talk about what a nice potty she's got and what nice boobies she's got while one 11-year-old after another desecrates the woman that I love?
You know what? It sounds to me like you're very possessive of your wife.
No, I'm protective of my wife. These young guys who look at your wife now and look at her like she's a piece of meat.
But they're 8.
What? You keep going back to that, okay?
I mean, I was willing to listen to you, man, when you said they were high school guys. Maybe they ought to learn some manners. But 8-year-olds who say she's got a nice potty on her?
That's right.
And you walked up to this kid, this 8-year-old kid, who said your wife had nice boobies, and you said if you...
If you ever say... Yeah, I'll finish the sentence. If you ever talk about my wife like that again, I will tear your throat out and shove it into my trash compactor. And I'm proud.
And you're proud of that.
I'm damn proud of it.
All right. Well, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. Very bizarre, very angry sounding guy, too. He doesn't want anybody talking about his wife like she's a sex object. And that includes the 8 and 9 and 10-year-old boys that he coaches in basketball. Apparently, one of them made a crack about his wife's cupcakes or something like that. And he is angry, even to the point where he threatened these kids. Now, the problem is he's lost his job, but he wants it back. He's lost his job as the coach of these kids in a youth league, but he wants the job back. Should he get it back? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This is me off, that's all.
Okay, Mr. Dozier, we're back on the Phil Hendry Show. I have a copy of October 2000 magazine called Butt Melon. Do you know this magazine?
What's your point?
Sir, just do you know this magazine?
Yeah, what's your point?
Is your wife featured in this magazine?
Yes, she is. My wife is a dancer. I don't hide that. My wife was a dancer.
Your wife was a stripper, right?
Okay, I'm going to keep asking you the same question. What's your point?
I have to get this information. Your wife's a stripper, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and she was in Butt Melon magazine.
Watch it.
Okay, I'm just saying, she's naked and she's posing very provocatively, okay?
Watch it.
Okay, but is she not?
And your point is?
Well, the fact is, the kids got a hold of this magazine, looked at it, and they said that she had, and I believe the quote was, she's got nice boobies, okay?
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. These kids get a hold of that, they look at my wife, and the next thing you know, they're crawling through her bedroom window. They're trying to look up her dress. Now, I love my wife, and I will not let any man treat her like she's a piece of garbage or a piece of meat.
Any man? But these are 8-year-old boys.
It's an 8-year-old boy. It doesn't make any... Why do you keep harping on that, okay?
An 8-year-old boy said your mommy's got nice-looking boobies, and you said to the kid you'll rip his throat out and throw it down a trash compactor.
No man touches my wife. Now, she came to the game last week. She was wearing stiletto heels and a very tight leather skirt. And
oh, great. Okay, so now the boys are seeing that.
Oh, so you're against women's rights. Thank you. It's nice to know, Mr. Henry, that you hate women and you're against their rights.
I don't hate women and I'm not against their rights, but she's sitting there walking in front of these 8-year-old boys and 10-year-old boys in stiletto heels and a tight leather skirt.
These kids are dangerous. Just because they're 8 doesn't mean they don't have a penis. And they're looking at my wife. They're looking at my wife like she's still out there on the runway, stripping. That's what I resent.
1-800-449-8686. Lisa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I have got to say that this man,
man
has handled this.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's
horribly,
what I said.
Horribly. If you had grabbed a hold of my child in a bathroom and threatened him, your life would be threatened.
Oh,
all you had to do was speak to these young men and tell them this
wife
is not how you speak to them, and then you talk to their parents.
Well, here's the thing. I want to jump in.
And all
Lisa,
you're saying...
Hold in,
yes.
Lisa. I want to say, did these kids say something to your wife?
They said something to my son.
They didn't say it to your wife.
If they'd said it directly to my wife, I don't know what I would have done. I might have torn them apart with my bare hands. I mean, there might have been parts of kid flying everywhere.
You have a problem.
What is my problem? That I love my
your
wife.
Your problem
and I don't want her
is
like
you. You yourself have a short stack in your drawers. If you're worried about little 8-year-olds looking at your wife, whom you love so much and respect, and if you loved and respected her so much, she wouldn't be in any type of magazine running around a little kiddie park in stiletto heels and a little dinky skirt.
So I got a short stack in my pants. Is that it?
Well, if the shoe
well,
fits.
Well, apparently you have some type of penis envy with 8 to 11-year-old little boy.
So now you're saying that I got a little tiny penis and a kid who's 8, his is bigger? I just want to be clear. Is that what you're saying?
That's what the lady thinks your fear is.
No, I don't believe I'm talking to you, Mr. Henry. I'm talking to the lady.
Oh, you don't have to talk to him. I can handle my own. Yeah, I think you have a problem when a grown man is worried about little kids.
So in other words,
you need to worry about yourself.
Your son gets to look up my wife's skirt.
You know what? My son would have the right to look up your wife's skirt if your wife's skirt was right at the end of her little hoo-hoo hanging out. Everybody has the right to look up her skirt.
I protect my wife. I'm a man. I don't know about that.
You know what? And
I
would protect my son because I'm his mother. If you actually love your wife and want to protect your wife, put your wife in some decent shorts, some tennis shoes, and a proper T-shirt at a little kid's baseball or basketball game.
Okay, let me ask you something. This is what a schoolboy, you call them, they're capable of. They sit around talking about how pretty they think my wife is, that she has a
your wife is probably really a dog.
She was in Butt Melon magazine in October.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Well,
what a magazine
that's the
to
kind
be
of,
proud of.
That's the kind of magazine that you find laying near a railroad track.
What? Oh, boy.
Yeah, my son would be so proud to have me in that magazine on Mother's Day.
You have now officially pissed me off.
good. I'm glad.
My wife works in a strip club. She sees tons of guys pulling it out every day.
You know what?
In the
VIP yay
room.
For women's rights. Let's stand around and let disgusting pig men put money in little bitty G-strings and make me feel like a real woman.
No, but my
I would rather
this.
Have somebody say, oh, you look very nice today. Thank you. Instead of, oh, come here. Let me stick my tongue up your hoop and put
here,
a dollar there.
My wife
there.
Has got the best doctor in town to do her implants, and I can tell you this as well. That's women's rights. For a woman to get up on a runway, that's women's rights. And she sees a lot of guys pull it out because she works in a peep show. Now, if she still comes home to me, I must be hung pretty good. And
can we get off of how big
hung
every...
nothing. You
can
are
we get
an
off
idiot.
Of this?
You are brainless.
How do you figure that?
Well, can we get you... off of penises and everything, okay?
Yes, we
We're
can.
Talking
yes,
about...
we can. Because you know what, sir?
This is what
the
a
true thing. I feel the true thing is you acted very inappropriately to 8 to 11-year-old young men.
I'm protecting my
You should have had a... Let me finish,
schoolboys, you call them, they're sitting around
sir.
Talking about how pretty they think my wife is.
Sir.
She's got a nice potty.
Go ahead.
Sir, let me finish. What I want to say is, if you are the man that you say you are and that you can protect your wife and you love her,
yeah,
great,
I
you
am.
Need more men like that. No, let me finish.
Right.
What you should have done is you should have spoke to those boys and said, this is not how we speak about women.
Right.
And this is not how we speak about our teammate's mother.
You're going to tell
and
me how to be a
then
man.
Then you should have left it at that.
Wait a minute.
Then
I
you
got...
should have left it at that and spoke to their parents as to how those children are speaking.
Ma'am, that you're the one who thinks it's okay for your son to stick his nose right up the panty line there, not me.
Oh, my God. If somebody's stuff is hanging
Henry,
out, where
no,
do you want the poor babies to look?
Oh, well, I'd stick his nose right up in there.
I
well,
it's not what I said.
My
you know what?
Me?
I think you have a problem, and you don't need to
well,
be coaching.
Well, here's the thing.
I think you have a problem
I
worried about little bitty boys.
Something wrong with a little boy who thinks he's going to steal his wife from me, my wife from me. And if
they don't think they're going to steal, the comments the little boy made was,
oh,
let me see.
Oh, my God, an 8-year-old?
Yeah, that's
you
right.
are such
that's
the man that you are. An 8-year-old is not going to take your wife.
That's how messed up your kid is, that he thinks he's going to steal my wife? No kid sniffs my wife's panty line. And I have said to these boys...
Well, if she works in a strip club, I would slap him if he did, because there's not enough Lysol to clean his nose.
Now you pissed me off. You see, we were doing fine. Now I'm pissed
no,
off.
No, we weren't doing fine. You have a problem
what
about
little boys.
What
is this crack about her, the raisins on her cupcakes? And
you
what about this
have
comment?
A problem
it
about little
here,
boys.
That the boy said that your mama probably smells nice all down there.
Oh, come on. That's a little kid talking
He's
to another
little,
little
boy.
Kid, okay? Little boys are curious.
Did you talk like that when you were a kid, Mr. Henry?
Probably I did, yeah.
So in other words, you were a sick, twisted child trying to steal a man's wife or otherwise
oh,
insert
oh
yourself
my
between...
Oh, God!
You,
because
no, I'd like to be
because
to
normal
is
hormones
the
go through children. They the want to take your
well,
wife.
Well, I don't even know that at eight years of age, they've got the hormones going yet. They're just kind of curious about girls,
they're,
all right?
Exactly. They're just and looking. And if his wife wasn't in a magazine, they wouldn't have anything to look at.
Where'd you get that copy of Buttmelon, Mr. Henry?
My producer, Chris Pelton, went out and got it.
Really? It's still on sale?
No, he found it laying near a railroad track.
How dare you?
Well, that's the only place he could find it. No, a place would have it in their newsroom.
Ma'am, I'd be careful.
I'm just thinking.
Off to Vegas
I'm thinking
music
you
teacher.
Need to have. You need
yeah.
to have your head examined.
Fine.
You need
when
to be away
son,
from
when
children.
When your son makes a run for Vegas with his music teacher, then you come talk to me.
See, I'm not going to worry about the son. I'm going to worry about the music teacher because if she is the adult in this situation, she's the one that has the problem, not my teenage hormone-raging son.
All right, 1-800, thank you very much, Lisa. Well said.
Thank you, Lisa. Well said.
See, all you're doing...
You're acting like a child. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Vernon Dozier is suing to get his job back as a youth league basketball coach. One of the 8- and 10-year-old boys he coaches made some comments about how pretty his wife is, and he told those boys that he'd kill them if they laid a hand on his wife. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Hundred.
888-449-8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
You want? What are you doing?
We're back with Vernon Dozier.
Hold on for a minute, Phil, if you wouldn't mind.
Sir, we're on the air.
Hold on. What do you want?
I just want to get a basketball. Wow, she's got a nice potty. Stinking. Get out of here.
Okay, sir. Mr. Dozier.
Get out of here. You're mean. Get out.
See, that's what I'm talking about, okay?
Mr. Dozier, if you don't get a lid on it and control yourself, I'll call the police.
How come he gets to come in here and tell me my wife's got a nice potty on her?
Well, where did he see your wife?
I've got a copy of Buttmelon here. God.
You're going to have to get under control. What did you do?
I threw him out of my office.
Who was he?
One of the kids. You heard him, didn't you hear him?
I didn't hear any. I heard a little boy ask for a basketball.
Oh, come on. You heard...
I heard a kid ask for a basketball.
You probably have a small penis. Get out of here!
See that? They come around and they torment me.
Let me. Can I ask you something?
What?
Are you sitting in your office right now with a copy of your wife's nude portfolio?
Sometimes I'll take it out from the bookcase during the day and just look at it.
You sound really tired.
I'm angry. My wife's got a nice potty on her.
1-800-449-8686. So you take this nude pictorial down and you just stare at it.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. So now you're calling me a freak. Is that what...
No, but I mean, you got a job.
Are you calling me a freak?
Well, you're sitting in your office. What are you doing there?
None of your business.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Catherine. Catherine, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Dozier. Mr.
Yeah.
Dozier, do you hear me?
Yeah.
You know what you need is a psychiatrist. Well, they'll give you medication to control this temper that you have. And don't talk back to me now after I gave you the lead where to go. Goodbye.
The kid came in and tried... Is she there?
No, she's gone.
The kid came in and said my wife had nice boobies.
Well, you're sitting in your office looking at a picture of her.
And that old thing that I just talked to, was that a man? Was it a dwarf? What was it?
It was a woman.
It sounded like a sick... twisted old midget. Oh, God.
Can I see the picture of your wife's boob?
You better get it under control there. 1-800-449-8686. Jeff, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Mr. Dozier.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want?
What do I want? I want people to talk respectfully about my wife, not these little twisted bastards.
What else?
That's it, pal.
All you want is for people to talk respectfully?
Okay, Jeff, get to it or we're moving on.
Get to it, Mr. Dozier?
All right. Aaron, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Aaron, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to ask Mr. Dozier what the hell is wrong with him.
I don't have one thing wrong with me.
Well, there must be some, man.
No.
Pick on an 8-year-old.
No.
I mean, it doesn't take a man to beat up an 8-year-old.
I
any red-blooded American male who's between the ages of 6 and 20, actually, I'll say 30, is going to look at an attractive female. It's guaranteed.
No 8-year-old kid looks at my wife and gets away. No guy looks at my wife and gets away with it.
What if I looked at your wife?
What do you mean?
You better run. You better run. Just turn around and start running.
I just don't understand. You'll let her be a stripper, and all these guys stare at her, but you don't want men to look at her?
The deal that we struck is she could strip as long as no one looked at her.
Well, now, what the hell do you mean nobody looked at her?
What I mean by that is simply this. She can dance because they can hear the music, and the owner of the club...
Yeah?
Will describe what she looks like. Now, I've been 86 from the strip club, so I don't know whether the guys are looking at her or not. But see, they're not allowed to look at her.
All right, Mr. Dozier, I got another
question
for you. I'm 22. I love my girlfriend very much.
You
She's a waitress in the truck stop.
No,
I drive truck. I don't get to see her a lot.
Right.
But you know what? She's very attractive. And guys stare at her. You know what? I get one word to them. Yeah, I'll look as much as you want to. It's not a problem. But just remember who's going with
her. Yeah, is your girlfriend in a magazine? No.
No, well, then, your wife is, so what the hell are you so mad about people looking at her for?
I'm simply saying that I can't do anything about the magazine because that happened, you know, it happened when it happened, all right? But the strip club, she can work in so long as no one looks at her.
How is that possible?
I don't understand what strip club she works in that men don't look at her in.
She works over at Jumbo's Clown Room. And it is one of the big strip joints in the valley, in San Fernando Valley, out here in Los Angeles. And I said, you can work there all you want, take home as much money as you want, but no guy is allowed to look at you. That's all I said, and I think that's a reasonable deal. I let her work where she wants, so long as no men look at her.
How are men not looking at her?
How do guys...
What? What do you guys ask?
How do they not see her?
They're supposed to turn around.
What?
When they're...
Wait a minute.
I worked a deal out with the club.
When your wife goes on stage, guys are supposed to turn their chairs around.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to figure this one out now.
Well, what's to figure out? I just got done telling you.
Well, goddamn, or pardon my language, I'm sorry.
God, what? You should do that with your girlfriend.
Well,
they can order breakfast, but they're not allowed to look up from the counter. Does she work the counter or she work tables?
She works both. It doesn't matter.
Well, they are allowed to look at the table, and when she comes to take the order, they don't get to look at her.
You need help, man.
How do you figure I need help? That's a perfectly logical thing.
No, it ain't. It is not perfectly logical. I've dated dancers
How can the guys not see your wife if they come to it?
She wears a blindfold.
She wears a blindfold.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, man, you need some serious...
I don't understand what you guys...
Wait a second. The guys can't see her because she wears a blindfold.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I hate to break the news to you. They can still see her when she's wearing a blindfold.
Okay, I don't know what you two guys are trying to pull. Sir, do you know Mr. Henry?
No, I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Well, the two of you are trying to pull something.
What are we trying to pull?
I'm just... You know, I mean, like, I'm 22.
Yeah. What are we trying to pull?
I'm telling this guy, Aaron. Is that your name, Aaron?
Yes, it
have
is.
Have the guys who work where your girlfriend works, they just don't get they have to stare at the table, okay?
All right, fine. But then you said that your wife...
Don't ever call her my girlfriend.
All right, your wife wears a blindfold so the guys can't see her.
Yes.
They can see her, she can't see them.
I don't understand here.
When you wear a blindfold, wait a minute. Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, okay, gentlemen?
Go ahead.
When you wear a blindfold, people can't see you, right?
No, they can see you. You can't see them.
A blindfold covers your eyes, dude. Are you that, like, psychotic?
I'm embarrassed now.
Good. I hope you are, because you just made a total butt out of yourself. I mean,
she came home with a broken nose one night. I said, what happened? She had bumped into the pole. She broke her nose.
Yeah, she had a blindfold over her eyes while all the guys are sitting there staring at her hoo-ha and her ya-yas.
So, in other words, my wife lied to me.
Lied to you?
Both of you guys are saying she lied to me.
How did she lie to you?
She said that if she wore a blindfold, none of the guys could see her.
Well, no, she can't see the guys there.
Then why did she tell me that none of the guys could see her?
I'll play your silly little game.
I don't know. That's what she told me. I'm saying that she lied to me.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out why you want your job back after you threatened an 8-year-old boy.
Mr. Dozier, I'm going to say something that you won't like. You shouldn't get your job back because you're an idiot.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. Your wife told you that as long as she wears a blindfold, no guy could see her and she could work her job in the strip club, and you bought it.
Okay, yeah, I bought it.
Well, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
I have to agree with Phil on this one. I mean, come on now, man. A blindfold covers your eyes. A 3-year-old knows a blindfold covers your eyes.
Here you go again with these kids.
They
want to look at my wife's ass, and now you're comparing me to them again.
No, you've been the guy that's been comparing yourself to them. That first lady had it right. You probably got a really little one on you, okay?
Thanks a lot.
And on top of that, you got a little tiny brain. A little tiny wee-wee, little dinky brain. How tall are you?
4'11".
All right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And now for my daily pain-in-the-ass observation about Israel-Palestine, where you, the listener, can believe that I'm Jewish because I'm all pro-Israel. I ain't pro-Israel. You know what I'm pro? I'm pro, let's clean this sewer up. That's what I'm pro. But before I do that, don't forget our Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. By the way, I did the voice of Vernon Dozier in that last bit. It was me. I did the voice of Vernon Dozier, and the people who called in thought he was a real guy. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Getting back to Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, it's available on our website. Yes, go to our souvenir shop. Go to the Phil Hendry Show souvenir shop and pick out a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. We've got them in small, medium, large, extra large, extra, extra large. And we have reordered as we've needed to reorder. So you big fat slobs like me, if you're a double XL, don't worry about it, brother. We got it. And all the other sizes are available, too. We've reordered. We've sold out. I don't know how many times of the extra, extra large. I knew we would, and that's when I told Debbie, you got to get these, get with it here. Let's get the big shirts. So we got those. Go to the website, pick up one of those, pick up our Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD, and double-check the souvenir shop every now and again. We're going to have some new items that will be going up for sale there on our website. Now, getting back to Israel, Palestine, and what a wonderful world it is. It is a great place, isn't it? See, all I want to do is clean up the sewer wherever we find it. Now, Israel is a democracy, pretty decent place to visit if somebody isn't jamming a pipe bomb up your ass while you're over there trying to shoot a game of pool. They have clean streets. They've got a beautiful airport. They've got nice beaches. They've got beautiful hotels. They have great restaurants. It's a kind of a place that you and I would recognize. It's a place that you and I would recognize as a place that we would be comfortable. Not only that, they have a similar form of government. People participate. They have Arab Israelis, they have Jewish Israelis, they have all kinds of Israelis. They have dark-skinned Israelis, they have some Israelis that are darker than the Palestinians they're fighting. And this idea that they're somehow squatters, Ariel Sharon, the big, bad, terrible guy that everyone thinks is just such a brutal war criminal, where those, you know, I love these Arabs talking about the Israelis being war criminals. The Arabs are writing a book on war crimes each and every day. Every day they write a new chapter on how to commit war crimes. And they're accusing the Israelis of it. That's a nice one. I got my hat's off to them because they can churn the propaganda out with the best of them. But that one goes above and beyond the call of duty, which, by the way, I'd like to ask this question at this time. If anybody has any information, I'd certainly appreciate it. Do they have journalists in the Middle East? Are they Arab states? Do they employ journalists? Or is everybody there just another mouthpiece for some slob that sits at the top? Because I saw that woman they interviewed from London. She's with the such and such daily from, I don't know where the hell, Syria. She's just a mouthpiece. There's not one journalist that they ever interviewed from that part of the world that maybe just slightly had a different opinion than the official anti-Israel, anti-Zionist, anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, Nazi propaganda that they churn out down there. So I don't think they know really what a journalist is. I don't think they have reporters. They've just got the usual Nazi mouthpieces. Anyway, Ariel Sharon, guess where he was born? You got it, Palestine. Oh, I know that kind of throws a crimp into a few people's day. That kind of ruins a couple of days out there. But, yep, he's a Palestinian. Now, maybe he's not as handsome as, what's his ass? What's the guy's name? Arafat. He doesn't wear a tablecloth on his head. If you threw a tablecloth on Ariel Sharon's head, though, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between him and Yasser Arafat, other than the fact that Sharon looks like maybe he takes a shower every day. But other than that, you wouldn't know the difference. They're just like Mutt and Jeff, too. They're both from Palestine. So here's the latest headline. There's a couple of interesting things going on. Israel calls up reservists, Palestinians brace. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you this, that every time Israel drops the hammer, all of a sudden those suicide bombers just go away, don't they? They just go away. Every time they drop a big fat hammer, they go away. The Palestinians throw in their little hand grenades, and then they like hide behind a desk and put their fingers in their ears waiting for it to go off. When they're right now, they're waiting for this one to go off. They're waiting for Israel to drop another hammer on them. Now, if there's anybody out there with any brains, and I'm sure that there are, you're going to have to hear this. Israel's not committed any war crimes. There was no massacre at the Jenin refugee camp. There has been no proven criminal act on the part of the Israeli Defense Forces. What has happened, though, is the usual Arab state ability to lie in an official capacity when it comes to Israel. They do it well. They've been doing it very well for 50-plus years. They don't have any objective journalists over there that could go in themselves and actually look and see what happened in the Jenin refugee camp. The UN itself, the United Nations itself, has found no evidence whatsoever. I had a guy call my show the other day and say, what about the three-year-old baby that was dragged out of the rubble? And that you didn't see any three-year-old baby dragged out of the rubble. You're a lying sack. You know what the guy had to say to that? Nothing. However, they do have evidence of children that were murdered by those homicide bombers. I think somebody ought to put Arafat on trial for war crimes, but nobody has the balls, including, and I have to say this, and I'm sorry I got to say this, including our president. He has his balls just shriveled right up, man, as soon as this thing came down, and he just lost it all. He had the chance to follow through. Can't do it. Just ain't got the juice. You want to know why? Because if we follow through on the right thing, we'd be involved in a major war in the Middle East. And maybe it's time. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I want it. I'm just telling you, maybe it's time. For us to follow through on the pledge that we made September 20th, when the president told the world, that's it, we're done. We're done screwing around. We're done playing games. We're going for it. If we followed through and actually grew a pair big enough to follow through on that statement, we would be in a major shooting war right now in the Arab world. We just don't have the cojones for it right now, and it's really, really kind of disappointing. Because I thought this guy Bush had the juice. Sounded like he did when we went into Afghanistan, but now, you know, you can't really get into that Middle East thing because that might draw in the Russians. Hey, it might turn into a world war. Well, you know what? Maybe it will. But what's the alternative, Charlie? You're going to think you're going to sit down and talk turkey with these flake cases with their freaking napkins over their faces? Give me a break. There's not going to be any solution to this problem other than a military one. I wish it were the any other way, honest to God. But look, what are you kidding me? You sit down with this guy at Camp David. You give the guy 96% of what he's asking for. He shakes hand with that Barack. They look like they're kissing cousins. Everything's a beautiful thing. And the next thing you know, he's, no, maybe I don't want to do that. Yasser Arafat doesn't have any control over anything. He couldn't control a good pee stream. He couldn't play urinal football. Yasser Arafat has no control. As a matter of fact, I bet you if they killed him, people would be sad for about a week and they forget the guy ever existed. What do you think about that? 1-800-449-8686. Give us a call. No calls? Okay, well then we'll go to a break.